You're listening to Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing, the evidence-based podcast that will seriously improve your game. Whether it's building self-confidence, enhancing resilience, or simply understanding how to handle pressure best, this podcast will help you. I'm Roberto Forzoni, a performance psychologist working with world and Olympic champions and a consultant with the BBC. Welcome. Building self-confidence, level 13. Strategies for your confidence. In the last module, we spoke about building confidence by reminding yourself of your strengths and your achievements, and also using this knowledge to help drive yourself forward. And we finished with the control the controllables mantra. Now let's explore a strategic plan for confidence building. It's a 10-step guide you can use for any performance or period that you're working on something important. Number one, build confidence in technical excellence, so prepare well. Whatever your sport or business, you need to be competent at whatever it is you do. Even though you'll work a lifetime to keep improving, you want to be comfortable in the fact you can do what you set out to do. So make sure you prepare well and practice correctly, and also monitor your progress. Here are some ideas for now on what to do. Use identified targets for goal setting. Remind yourself as to what you've been working on in training. Ask yourself often, what do I do well? Measure and evaluate. There's nothing better than seeing improvement over time, even if it's slower than you want. Accept it's not a straight line experience and that there'll be bumps along the way. So be good at responding to what happens. Develop some non-judgmental thinking. So don't blame yourself when things don't always happen how you want them to. Don't compare yourself with others. Focus on self-improvements all the time. Number two, in training, talk yourself into doing well. Don't worry about other competitors. Rather, use them to help you with your analysis. It really is a case of training like it's competition and then competing like it's training. Now, that may be a little difficult when you're learning a new technique, for example, but in terms of when you're ready to compete, it's useful to practice in stressful situations. Alternatively, you can try and create stress in your training. Evaluate your own performance, not your performance against your opponent. Don't compare yourself to others. Give yourself a score out of 10 for every part of your performance and monitor how you might raise that up a notch. Accept that errors will happen, so reset quickly and get on with the next part of your performance. It's that ability to recover quickly from errors, or bounce back ability, that defines the better performers in any domain. Number three, have a system, both in training and competition, where you familiarise yourself with the site, whether it's the court or the surroundings. It makes sense to walk around the performing venue if possible, even the day before if it's practical to do so. Be alone and visualise what you'll be doing there, and visualise yourself doing it well. Walk around, notice what you need to, for example, the dressing rooms, the toilets, the waiting areas. Close your eyes, listen to the noises, take in the smells. Picture the place and surroundings where you'll actually be performing and walk around it in your mind. Put on some music and listen to that. Perhaps music you might play before competing. Number four, reject thoughts of failure. We've explored thinking errors elsewhere. Whilst being realistic, develop a I can attitude and don't let thoughts of failure put you off course. So use thought stopping techniques. Simply say stop when these negative thoughts appear. Choose to think of something else, either what you need to do or something neutral like what you're doing later. Number five, prevent confidence from draining away as competition draws near. Sometimes, no matter how much work you've put into something, as you get close to competing, niggling thoughts might start to develop and throw you off course. So now's the time to consider the high-quality preparation that you've done. Remind yourself of your strengths, and particularly how you've successfully been through this before, even in a different scenario. Remind yourself of your technical goal achievements. Identify your best performances and replay those in your mind. Number 6, at competition, keep all thoughts strategic. Everything else is just noise. Dismiss any fear of failure. It's normal for less successful performers in particular to start having doubts as soon as they enter the performance arena. Here's where a strategic thought process or even a distraction technique might be beneficial. Remember, you can think thoughts that are useful or not useful, and it's a matter of being aware on which side your thoughts are on. So the useful ones might help you, and the not so useful ones will invariably hinder your performance. Things you might consider here include using visualization training. Think of different scenarios and how you'll overcome adversity. Stay in a relaxed state. Find a place you're comfortable with pre-competition. For you, that might be somewhere quiet, or for others, it might be the opposite. Any doubts, stop your thoughts and think of something else. Anything else. Number 7, relaxation before a competition to overcome feelings of being too tense. You should have a well-practiced pre-performance routine, and if you haven't, get one. It'll help you get into your zone, or what's called the zone of optimal performance. And that's different for everyone. Try things out at training first, and then at competition, and then refine it so you're totally happy with it. Allow some flexibility in whatever you do in the event that something happens and you can't do your normal routines, so don't be thrown off course. You might use relaxation tapes or music. Experiment to decide which type of relaxation technique is best for you and train that so it requires only a short period to use effectively. Use a relaxation technique during your performance at the appropriate times to keep you from getting too tense. Number 8, feeling in your comfort zone is important before performance begins. Everyone has a comfort zone where they perform. Think back to your best performances and how you felt before competing. Develop that routine before competing that helps you get where you need to be. You'll feel comfortable when you remind yourself that you've prepared well and you're ready for anything that comes your way. Control the controllables, we've already mentioned. Focus on your strategy. Very important. Number 9, during performance, remind yourself of why you're performing. Many performers lose sight of why they're actually doing what they do, particularly at competition time. Your reason may well be that you enjoy doing what you do, but by reminding yourself of the reason, you put yourself in a better place and probably have more fun doing it. And there'll be less chance that anxiety takes hold of you. Remember, it's strategic. Whilst the nicest performance might well happen when you're in what we call flow and everything's on autopilot, that's not a place you get to often. And in most cases, you need to work hard and think hard to perform well on a consistent basis. Number 10, remember the performance is not over until you've learned from it. If you're serious about performing well and you want to improve more quickly, review your performance alone and then with others. Make notes of what went really well and where you can improve. So in summary, by strategizing your performance, you'll give yourself the best chance of doing well. If you stick to your plan and continually make those small adjustments in the areas you feel needed, you'll also remain under control. If you haven't got a performance plan, you're pretty much leaving everything to chance, and you really don't want to be there. It's also like when someone says, "I just want to do my best." That's just a given. Be brave enough to define what failure is, as the great Australian athlete Herb Elliott said in his wonderful book, Winning Attitudes. And you'll approach competition in a calmer, well-prepared and energized way to go out and be comfortable and confident in what you're doing. Your mind activity. Be strategic in your approach to performance. By having a detailed plan, you help your focus and motivation and you give yourself somewhere to go rather than allowing your mind to wander off and see what will be. So the message in this module is plan for success.
Thank you for listening to the Mind Sports Performance and Wellbeing podcast. Can I ask two things from you? Firstly, please like and subscribe the podcast, as this helps us get noticed. Likewise, if you can share the podcast with friends who might also benefit, I'd really appreciate it. The more attention the podcast gets, the more information I can bring to you. Thank you and enjoy.